Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Ches, and we are 25 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Zayin Omid Beis. We're continuing along in a week's long sugya of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, according to the primary Manda Omar in the sugya, is learned out from a pasuk in Parashas Bereishis. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam leimor, mikol eitz hagon ochol toichel. Poshepshat, Hashem is telling Adam Arishon and Chava that they can eat. Mikol Eitz Hagan, stating that every single word in this pasuk, the Gemara darshined with that it's referencing a mitzvah or a loisa, say the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Leimar, the Brisa said, Zugili Arayas. So Ben Noach is Muzer on Gili Arayas, and it's learnt out from the word Leimar, stating that there's a more mefurish parasha in the Torah, in Parashas Vayera, where you see that Gili Arayis is something that's also to Bnei Noach, and that is the pasuk says that Avram is going traveling together with his wife Sarah, and they come to Gerar. And who is the king of Gerar? Avimelech. Vayomer Avram el Sarah Ishtoi. So Avram turns to his wife Sarah and says, Achoisi he, Vayishlach Avimelech Melech Gerar Vayikach Sarah. He says, say, just like he had done when he entered Mitzrayim, say that you are my sister, not my wife, because Avram was afraid that had people realized that Sarah is Avram's wife, people may be incentivized. Avimelech, he was the king, he could do whatever he wants. May kill Avram to try to take Sarah. Avimelech ends up taking Sarah, not killing Avram, but taking Sarah. And the Malach Elikim comes to Avimelech at night and says, you're going to die because of this woman that you took, because she's an Eshesish, she's a Be'ulas Baal. And it was for that reason that Avimelech didn't touch her, etc., etc. Bottom line is, Avimelech ends up coming with a tain of Avram, we don't have to really go through all the psukim, comes to a tain of Avram and he says, I don't understand, why did you do this to me? Avram says, "Ki amarti, because I said to myself, Rak in Yerusalem b'makom hazeh, v'haroguni al dvarishti, because I was afraid you might kill me." And then he says, "V'gam omno, it just so happens I didn't lie to you, because achosi basovihi, I said that Sarah is my sister. She's not really my sister. She's my niece. She's my brother Haron's daughter. Ach loy bas imi." Vatihili the Isha. Bottom line is that is the episode as it relates to our sugi between Avimelech, Sarah, and Avram Avinu. But you see from here that Avimelech understood that if Sarah was the wife of Avram, then he had no right to touch her. In fact, that's what Vayove Elokim Avimelech Bachaloim Alaylo and Vayome Lehincha Mesala Isha Ashala Kachta Vihibulas Baal. It's because there's an Issa Gilei Arayis. Avimelech was a Ben Noach, he wasn't a Yid. He didn't keep Kola Torah Kula before it was given. But this is all related to the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So stating that, we're going to have a whole sugya that's going to delve into some of the details. We're going to have more drushes like we had last week. But the bottom line is, the sugya of Gili Arayis and Bnei Noach. Tanu Rabbanon. It says in the parsha of Gili Arayis, Ish Ish El Kol She'er Besori Le'sikrifu Le'galois Erva Ani Hashem. So this is already Vayikra Perek Yudches. This is the parsha of Arayis that was given to the Yidden. And it doesn't say Ish. It says Ish Ish. Matamalema Ish Ish. The Rabbi says, it's coming to be Marbo. That in any Yehudi, Ben Noach also has Arayis. Shemuzor and Al Arayis Ki Yisrael. Frank the Gemara, Bahama Yacha Nafka. I need a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra to tell me that a Ben Noach has Arayis. Mehasam Nafka. Leimor. We just started with that pasuk. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Alo Adam Leimor. And what is Leimor? Zagili Arayis. So why do I need a pasuk in Vayikra? Says the Gemara, Hasam Arayis Tadu, Bahaka Arayis Tidar. You need two parashias because the two parashias are talking about two different types of Arayis. Hasam. Leimar, the pasuk in Parshas Bereishis is referring to Arayis Dedu. Says Rashi, what does Arayis Dedu mean? Eshes Ish of a Ben Noach. So if a Ben Noach is married to a woman, that woman is an Eshes Ish. She's a Be'ulas Baal, but she's an Eshes Ish of a Ben Noach. Leimar says that another Ben Noach has a Leisinov. He's not allowed to be with this woman. The pasuk in Sefer Vayikra is by Arayis Tidon, is talking about where a woman would be married to a Yid, so she's an Eishes Ish Yisrael, a Ben Noach is not allowed to be with an Eishes Ish Yisrael, and that's learned out from Vayikra. So the fact that there's a Loisina for an Eishes Ish of a Ben Noach, that's labor. The fact that there's a Loisina for an Eishes Ish of Yisrael, that's learned out from Ish Ish. Says the Gemara, Diktoni Seifa, and there's precedence for this, because if you look at the Seifa, it says, Balarais Yisrael, Nidem Bedina Yisrael. You see clearly that a Ben Noach is not allowed to be with Arayas of a Ben Noach, and also with Arayas Yisrael. How do you know Arayas Ben Noach? Lemar, how do you know Arayas Yisrael? That's learned out from Ish Ish. But the Brisa said another thing. It said, Ba'al Arayas Yisrael, Nidoin Bedina Yisrael. My Hilchus, what does it mean, Dine Yisrael? Rav Nachman, Rabbi Baravule, Nitzchel, the Eid of the Eid of Hasra. We had said earlier on the top of the Amid, Ashkech Rabbi Yaakov Barach, I'm reading from the top line of the Amid. Davakosa b'sefer agadah to dvei Rav. Rav had an agadah to sefer, and his sefer it said, Ben Noach Nereg, b'dayin echad, ube'ed echad, shaloi b'asra, dayin echad, you don't need an Eidah, you don't need a bezin shalchav gimel. Eid echad, you don't need alpi shnai medim yakum dover, dover mimamin. And shaloba hasra, you don't need hasra either. Those three things that ordinarily you don't need when it comes to the dine nefashis of a ben noyach, by a yisrael, of course you do need a ben noyach that's ba, an arayas yisrael, such as an ashes ish of a yid, will need eid the edim and hasra in order for him to be prosecuted. But what comes out then? It comes out that it's more chomer, it's more difficult. It's more difficult, it's more kuladig for a Ben Noach if he's boil in Eishes Ish Yisrael than if he's boil in Eishes Ish Ben Noach. Because for an Eishes Ish Ben Noach, if one person sees it and one dying thinks he's Chayim Misa, boom, they'll kill him. But if it's with an Eishes Ish Yisrael, now you have to go through the process of a Bezen Shachav Gimel and you need to aid him. So it says, the Gemara Migra Gar, does it make sense that it should be more kuladig if he's boil Arayas of Yisrael versus Arayas of Ben Noach? Can't be. So what does it mean then when we say Baal Arayas Yisrael need the Bedin Yisrael Alam Rabbi Yechon and Yisrael and Naya Murasa? What it means is Naira Murasa Dili Didu Leslahu. There's no parsha of Naira Murasa when it comes to Ben Noach. However, a Naira Murasa of a Yisrael, there is the Dainin Lahu Bedina Didan. Number one, there's an Isser, and number two, there's going to be Skila. It's going to be Dina Didon, as opposed to Dina Didu. Ben Noach usually gets it the Saif Achenek, but Naira Murasa be Yisrael gets Skila. So if a Ben Noach is Baal, Naira Murasa Yisrael, he's also going to get Skila. So two things. Number one, why does a Ben Noach not have Naira Murasa? So Rashi says, and this is just one of the Yisoidis that you can internalize from this sugya, that when Hashem or the Malach comes to Avimelech B'chalim Alayla and says, Hincha Meis Asher Al Yisha Asher Lekachta, you're going to die if you touch this woman because she's an Eishes Ish. What does the Pasuk say? Vihi bu'ulas ba. And the Gemara darshins from here a very important halacha, that the only time there's an eishes ish when it comes to b'nei noach is only if there was a bia. So if man and woman are married, there was a bia rishayna, she's now bu'ulas baal. Now if some other man goes and cohabitates with her, there's going to be an iser eishes ish. There's a leisinah. But let's say the Ben Noach and his wife were married, but there was never a bia. So there was a reat mikudesh asli, there was an erisin, but there was no bia. Or even if there was nichnas ulachupa, if there was no bia, even if there was nesuin, it doesn't matter, there's going to be no issa. So naira murasa is only erisin, it's before nesuin. So there's no concept of a naira murasa when it comes to ben noach. Because even though she's technically an eishes ish, erisin creates ishus, but it's not vihi b'ulas baal. The tanai is not eishes ish, the tanai is b'ulas baal. So if a ben noach is boil, a naira murasa ben noach, there's nothing. If a Ben Noach is ba and a Naim Rossi Yisraelis, that's Arayas Didon, that's learned out from the parish of Ish Ish, that he has the Arayas of a Yisrael. Not just that, he's also going to be Nidem Bedina Yisrael. So when is he Nidem Bedina Yisrael? If he's ba and Naim Rossi Yisrael, Aval Eishes Ish, but if he's boiling Eishes Ish of Yisrael, Bedina Didu Dainilo, then he's going to get his regular din. So whatever a Ben Noach gets prosecuted with, that's the way it's going to be, even if the Niveles is an Eishes Ish Yisrael. It's only if she's a Naira Marasa, but a regular Eishes Ish Nesuana. But Tanya, the problem is we learned in the Brayse Baal, Naira Marasa, need a Meskilo. Al Eishes Ish, need a Bechenek. If a Ben Noach is born a Naira Marasa Yisraelis, it's Skilo. And an Eishes Ish, it's Chenek. What's the Kasha? Bishloimo, if you hold that a Ben Noach always gets Chenek, it's good. But the Ibedina to do Saifu. But according to my number that holds that a Ben Noach always gets Saif, why over here is it Chenek? I thought you told me that the only time it's Nidabedina Yisrael is by Naira Marasa. But an Eishes Ish, even of Yisrael, it's Nidem Bedina of the Ben Noach, which according to one man, the Amr, at least is Saif. Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, my Eishes Ish Tektoni, That braisa that says Baal Eishes Ish Nidoin Bechenek is Gigan Shenichnas Lechupa V'Lei Nivelah. It's talking about an Eishes Ish that a Benoyach doesn't have. It was Nichnas Lechupa V'Lei Nivelah. Again, why doesn't a Benoyach have that? Because by Benoyach, what's the Tanai? V'Hibu Ulas Baal. Had she been the Eishes Ish of a Benoyach, it would have been nothing. Because she's the Eishes Ish of the Yisrael, and for Yisrael, she's an erva. Ish is marba that for a Benoyach is also going to be an erva. But being that it's only an erva for Yisrael, not for a Benoyach, we dan him b'dine Yisrael. What's dine Yisrael? For Naira Murasa, it's Skila. For Nichtas L'chupa L'vlei Nivela, which she's already in Nesua, even though there was no Nivela, but she's in Nesua. Once she's in Nesua, it gets downgraded. It's not Skila anymore. It's for that reason, it's going to be Chenek. Says the Gemara, the Tani Rab Chanina, Bulas Baal Yeshlehem, Nichtas L'chupa V'lo Nivela, Ein Lam Tanya Kavosid Rabbi Yechanan. A braisa that supports what Rabbi Yechanan said. What did Rabbi Yechanan say? Again, Rabbi Yechanan said that although a Benoyach has his own parsha of Arayas, Leimar Zugili Arayas, but at the same time he's Nisraba into the parsha of Arayas Yisrael, Lamay Nafgemina. If you have an example of an erva which would not be an erva Bedine Benoyach, it's only an erva Bedine Yisrael, such as we just gave two examples, Naira Murasa and it's not an erva b'dinei benoyach, because by benoyach the condition, the tnai is v'hibul lasbal. But by Yisrael, it's totally an ishus, it's totally an eishes ish. So for that, naira murasa, and certainly nichnas l'chupa, even though it was l'nivela, is already considered an ishus. Over there, nida b'dinei Yisrael. That's where it's going to be nogeya. So if ordinarily a benoyach gets sayif, naira murasa Yisrael, it's going to be skila, and nichnas l'chupa v'lei nivela of Yisrael, it's going to be chen. That was Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush. Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yechanan kol erva shebezdin shel Yisrael misan aleihem. Every erva where bezdin would give misas bezdin, ben noyach muzar aleh. A ben noyach who's not a yid would be usher for him to cohabitate with one of those arayas. A bezdin shel Yisrael misan aleh. If you have an erva where bezdin doesn't give misa and ben noyach muzar aleh, then there's no usher for ben noyach. Devi ramei. The chachamim say harba arayas yeish ein bezdin shel Yisrael misan aleh. There are many arayas where bezdin doesn't give misa. U ben noyach muzar aleh, and still ben noyach is going to be muzar. So hold that thought. We're going to get back to that. It's going to be the topic of the entire Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph. But for now, for Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan, what we need is the sefer of the Braisa. Baal Arayis Yisrael. If a Benoyach is Baal Arayis Yisrael, Nidoin Bedine Yisrael. Baal Arayis Benoyach, Nidoin Bedine Benoyach. Says the Braisa, Va'anu Ein Lanu Ela, Naira Murasa Bovad. So what do you see in this Braisa? Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan. That a Benoyach, who's Baal and Arayis Yisrael, is Nidoin Bedine Yisrael. And what was the Bryce's example? Naira Murasa. So whereas ordinarily a Benoyach gets Sayef, according to one man Mechanic, over here, by Naira Murasa, you're going to get Skila. Why? Because he was Ba'al Naira Hamurasa Yisrael. It's Arayos Yisrael. Nidon Bedine Yisrael. How do you know that? You don't know that from Leimar. Leimar says there's a Benoyach to get Parsha. How do you know that he's somehow included in Klal Yisrael's Parsha of Arayos? Ish ish le rabbis. Bottom line, this is Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yechanan. But is this a real Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yechanan? No, the Braisa seems to have gotten it half right. It's Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yechanan and that a Naira Murasa Beskilo. But Rabbi Yechanan said two things. Number one, Nida Bedine Yisrael by Naira Murasa, and also Nida Bedine Yisrael by Nichnas Luchopa Vele Nivela. So that even according to the Manda Omar that holds that a Benoyach usually gets Sayyid, Nichnas Luchopa Vele Nivela, you're going to get Chenek. So Frank the Gemara, Venachshev Nami Nichnas Luchopa Vele Nivela, says the Gemara, if you're holding Cheshbin, it's beautiful. Hi, Tana, Tana de Vemenashu. The Tana this Braisa is Tana de Vemenashu. Amar Komisa, Murl of Neyach. So the time of this price is held that a Benoyach always gets chenek. So if a Benoyach always gets chenek, so what are you going to tell me? That if a Benoyach is ba on a Eishes Ish Yisrael, who was nichnas l'chupa v'loy nivela, being that the Eishes Ish Yisrael gets chenek, he's also going to get chenek. Mam Yisunay Sabedini Yisrael, that's not news, because Benoyach always gets chenek. If you hold that a Benoyach usually gets saif, then it's a chiddush to say that here he gets chenek. It must be Dainin Lubadini Yisrael. The Tanis Price obviously held that Benoyach always gets chenek, being that he always gets chenek, it's not newsworthy. Either way, we return now to the first part of the Braisa that the Gemara brought is a Tanya Gavasa de Rabbi Yechanan. So we brought the Tanya Gavasa de Rabbi Yechanan for the second part of the Braisa. But now we need the first part of the Braisa. And the first part of the Braisa, and you have to halt cup. If not, you're going to lose the next 20 minutes. So what's the first part of the Braisa? It's a Machloikis Remeir in the Chachonim. Remeir said that you want to know which Arayas a Benoyach is Muzarin? Benoyach. What Arayas does he have? There's the Chamesh Esrei Noshim, the 15 Arayos that I mentioned in the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos. But if you go through Parshas Achrimos, Parshas Kedoshim, there's many Arayos, all different relatives. Some of the most difficult sugis in Shas and Cheshbin deal with Arayos and Shnius Arayos, Yevamos Daf Chav Aleph, which is an infamous around here. But the point is, so you have a whole bunch of different dafin that deal with these cheshbonos. So there's many different arayos. Which arayos? Lemer zugili arayos. Which arayos does a ben noyach have? Which arayos does a ben noyach not have? Machlik is Remeir in the Chachamim. Let's read it again inside. Remeir says, Kol erva shebezin shal yisrom mitnisan aleim. If it's an erva, where if a yid is over this iser erva, he's going to get misas bezdin, Ben Noyach Muzrola. That type of erva Ben Noyach is not allowed to touch. Ain Bezdin Shal Yisrom Misa Aleh. But if Bezdin is not going to give Misa's Bezdin, Ain Ben Noyach Muzrola, then there's no problem with the Ben Noyach. Divi Rameir. So according to Rameir, what's the rule? Is this an erva with his Misa's Bezdin, or is it not an erva with his Misa's Bezdin? Misa's Bezdin, yeah. No Misa's Bezdin, no. And by the way, there's a big chiddush. Because if you're medayik, L'shoyme Hazov Shal Rameir, as the Gemara is going to be medayik, it comes out that if you have an erva that's a chayvi krisos, it doesn't matter. Because chayvi krisos is not Mises Bezdin. For example, achoysoy, which is an erva, very chomer erva, but it's chorus, it's not Mises Bezdin. So any erva that's Mises Bezdin, dear Ben Noyach Muzrala. But if there's no Mises Bezdin, even if it's one of the chayvi krisos, it's one of the arayas mentioned in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Yevamos, it's one of the arayas mentioned in the Mishnah, Perikei Lunairus, the third paragraph of Masechtas Ksubis, it's one of the real arayas, it doesn't matter. It's totally in Mises Bezdin, Divi Rameir. The Chachamim say, harbe arayas, take a look at the Hagoyis Agro on the word harbe, but harbe arayas yesh ein bezin shay yisrom misin aleim ben noyach muzra aleim. It's not true. I don't agree with this rule. Say the chachamim. There are arayas that a ben noyach is muzran, despite the fact that bezin won't give misas bezin. Says the gemara. Two lines from the bottom. Sabra meir kol erva shebezin shay yisrom misin aleim ben noyach muzra aleim. Is that true that every erva that bezin shay yisrom gives misas bezin ben noyach is muzra? But tiny we learned in a brayso so ger shahi sahi rasay shalay bikdusha vilei dasay bikdusha. So, two things. Number one, we know that Gershon Eskayer is Gekotin Shenoy L'dami. So technically, even though a Benoyach has a parish of Arayas, but when a Benoyach is Megayer, he becomes a Yid, he's Gekotin Shenoy L'dami. He's a new man. So if he's a new man, he has no connection anymore with his father, with his mother, with his brothers, his sisters, his uncles, his aunts, his grandparents, his nieces, his nephews. He's Kekotin Shenoy L'dami. He's a brand new person. He doesn't have Yichus anymore. So based on that, in theory, if a brother and sister, let's say, would be Megayer, it'd be okay for them to get married because they're not brother and sister anymore. They're both Gershon is Gayer, Gekotin Shenoy L'dami. Stating that, that's not the halacha. The halacha is that if somebody is Megayer, he still has to act as if his relatives are really his relatives and they're his arayas with regards to the parish of arayas. And the reason very simply is because it looks like this was aser to you when you were benayach. Oh, and now you became a yid. All of a sudden, it's mutter. You're going to be mezalzel b'kedushas Yisrael. So we'll get into that a little bit. But the point is that it's poshet that despite the fact that Gershon and Eskayer can cut in shenoy l'dami, still there's going to be an iser erva. Number one. Number two, Rameir over here is going to say a gevaldige chiddush. Rameir is about to say that although Benoyach has a parish of arayas, leimar zugili arayas. So he has a parish of arayas, but it's only the relatives from his maternal side, not the relatives from his paternal side. So from his mother's side, but not from his father's side, which is interesting because usually it's l'mishpachosim l'veis avosim, mishpachas av kriya mishpacha, in elchaz yibum, in elchaz nachlas. But over here, when it comes to the arayas of the Benoyach, it's just the opposite. Mishpachas em kriya mishpacha. So the arayas from the mother's side are considered arayas, from the father's side are not considered arayas. It's learnt out from the parasha that we began with, Avimelech and Avram. Because when Avimelech and Avram had this exchange, Avimelech comes with Tainis, why did you say Sarah was your sister? I found out now that she's really your wife. So what does Avram say? V'gam omna achoisi bas avihi. She really is my relative. She's my niece. Achoisi bas avi from my father's side. Ach loy bas imi. But not from my mother's side. What was Avram trying to say? As if to say that had she been my relative from my mother's side, I wouldn't have had a right to marry her. Because Avram was a ben noyach, even though Avram kept kolot Torah kula, and maybe that gave him a din of Yisrael, the Mishlo Melech, and Prashat Drach, and Drosh Aleph. But Lamaisi was a ben noyach. So Avram is saying that, yeah, she's my relative from my father's side, not from my mother's side. What's the emphasis of that? So the Gemara is going to talk about it. It's not such a posh that Rashi brings in a chumash already. But the bottom line is, he was coming to say that Had it been from my maternal side, maybe there would have been an issue. It would have been incestuous. But from the father's side, it's not a problem. Not when it comes to Ben Noach. So says the Braisa again. Tan. You have a ger. Now, the Braisa presents his ger as not a typical ger. Typical ger is, he's Megayer. Over here, what happened was, his mother was Megayer while he was in his mother's womb. So when his mother conceived him, she was an Eini Yehudi, she was a Benayach. While she was pregnant with her son, she gave birth to this boy. So it was Hayrosoi, the conception, the Heroyoin was Shaloi Biktusha, but the Leidosoi, the Leida, was Biktusha. Rashi says later in the Sugya, this setup is Lavdafka. The fact that it was Hayrosoi Shaloi Biktusha, but Leidosoi Biktusha is Lavdafka, the Sugya is going to be just as true if this person was a full-fledged ger. Why are we discussing it in the context, in the complicated context of a Rosh Hashanah B'Kedusha and a Leidos B'Kedusha? It's not to make a complicated sugi a little bit more complicated, but it's actually to teach us a chiddush Ayin Rashi. But the bottom line is, for our purposes, we can learn the sugi as if we're dealing with a ger, just to keep it simple. So you have a ger. So what's the halacha with regards to his dinei arayis? So really, midday arayis, he shouldn't have any arayis at all, because ger shen is gayer is kikon shenayil dami. But we said that the rabbanon has to be arayis, because otherwise it looks like the Kedusha Chamura is more kuladig than the Kedusha Kal. That can be. So Yesh Lo Shereim, Vein Lo Shereim, says Rameyer, that's going to be the Mandomar. So it's, the Aloch is, he has Shereim, he has to worry about the relatives from his mother's side, but not the relatives from his father's side. Okay, so for example, if he marries his sister from his mother's side, so his maternal sister, he has to divorce her. That's an erev. Min ha'av, but his paternal sister, you can't. Achois ha'av min ha'im. If he marries his father's maternal sister, so it's his father's sister, but the father and the sister are brother and sister from the mother, yaitzi, that's a problem. Min ha'av, if it's his father's paternal sister, yikayim. Achois ha'im min ha'im, yaitzi. If it's his mother's maternal sister, again, it's a problem. Achois ha'im min ha'av. What if it's his mother's sister from the father, it's his mother's paternal sister, so you have a tzad aim, because it's his mother's sister, you have a tzad ab, because it's his mother's sister from their father. So share aim is a problem. If it's mishpacha from the father's side, it's not a problem. Additionally, the Braisa continues and says that a ben noyach is allowed to marry an eshesach. So eshesach, the whole yevamus, is underpinned by the Isser Eshazach. Ben Noach doesn't have Eshazach. The Eshazach Yoviv, he's allowed to marry his father's brother's wife. Vishar Kol Arayas, Torah Sloy, not just that, all the other Arayas, Amutta, Lasuya, what's that coming to be married by? Eshazach. Even his father's wife is okay. Eshazach, again, which is one of the often featured Arayas, even that's a problem. Even that is Mutter. Nasa Isha Ubita, what if a man marries a woman and her daughter? He's only allowed to be married to one. That's going back on everything. All these arayas that we said that it's okay for a ben noyach to marry, it's all b'dieved that it's okay. It's not yoytzi. But lekadchilu lo yichnis. Mesa ishtoi, if he was married to a mother and a daughter, and then the wife died, so let's say he picked the daughter, that's the one he was married to. It says, koines achas amoytzi achas. So let's say he married the daughter, and then his daughter dies, then mutter b'achoyisei. Ve'kedami, some say, but what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line that you see in this price? So if you want to take a look at Rashi, it's from the middle lines in Rashi, the second last line. K'toni miyos. Mutter be'eshesov. What do you see in this Braisa? You see two things in this Braisa. Number one, the Braisa says, mutter be'eshesov. Ben Noach is allowed to marry eshesov. Va'afa pisha bezin shay yisrom ha'misim alav. Even though, if a yid marries eshesov, if he's chayiv misas bezin. V'chein be'chamoisai. There's one tzad in the Braisa that there's no isa chamoisai. Chamoisai is also misas bezin. V'k'toni, another thing you see in this Braisa, is osur be'achoisai. He's not allowed to marry his sister, albeit from his maternal side. So, could Rameyer really hold that this rule of thumb that when it comes to the arayas of a benayach, it depends on, is this an erva that Bezin would give Misas Bezin for a yid? Then a benayach is Muzer. Is it an erva that Bezin wouldn't give Misas Bezin for a yid? Then a benayach is not Muzer. So that's the way you look at it. I have a problem from this Braisa, because this Braisa is Rameyer. And what Rameyer said in this Braisa, he said two things that contradict what Rameyer seemed to have said in the previous Braisa. Number Rameyer said that a ben noyach is allowed to marry an eshesov. and one sad chamoisai. That's an erva that Bezin Shei Yisrael is mamisin ala. So if the rule is that whenever you have an erva that Bezin Shei Yisrael is mamisin ala, how could it be noich marry Neish Yisrael? Kasha number one. Kasha number two, Rav Meir said that achoisai min ha'aim, albeit from the maternal side, is aser. Achoisai is an erva, nothing to talk about. But what kind of erva is it? It's chayvi krisos. So it's chayvi krisos, it's not Mises Bezin. So if it's not Mises Bezin, had Rav Meir say that it's aser. See, you have a steer in Rav Meir, not an easy gemara. But you have a steer in Rav Meir. I'm Rav Yehudas, Rav Yehudas said, like kasha. Ha Rav Meir, I'll leave it to Rav Eliezer. Vaha Rav Meir, I'll leave it to Rav Yakiva. You know, we're going to answer the steer because we're going to introduce a third price. And in the third price, this is going to be a machlekes, Rav Eliezer and Rav Yakiva. And it just so happens that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva were both Rabbi Meir's Rabbeim. Rashi says, how do you know that Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Meir's Rabbi? It's a Gemara in Be'ed, Daf Gimel Amud Beis. How do you know Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Meir's Rabbi? That's one of our favorite Dafin and Jas. Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. So we know that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer were both Rabbi Meir's Rabbi. The two brises that Rabbi Meir said that clearly contradict each other, one he was saying over what he heard from one of his Rabbeim, and the other one he was saying over from one of his other Rabbeim. And that's the answer to this theorem. So who's this Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva? What's this third brisa? De Tanya. And again, this is a long brisa. Not very long, but there's two parts to it, a resha and a seifa. We need the resha, and once we bring the resha, the Gemara is going to spend the next half of Amid dealing with the seifa. But either way, let's just see the resha first, so we can answer the stira in Rameir. So the Gemara, Al-Kain Yazev Ish, Es Oviv, Ve Es Imoy, Ve Dovak Be Ishtoy, Ve Hoyu Lebasarechas. This is right in the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis Bar Alikim, Adam Yevchava, and the pasuk says Al Ken Yazev Ish Esavu Vezimi Vedavu Beishtoy Vahuyu Lebasarach. This is another pasuk that the Gemara uses. We had it very quickly then yesterday's daf, but another pasuk that the Gemara clearly uses to darshan laws of Arayas as it relates to Benoyach. So we have Leimor Zugili Arayas, we have the parish of Avraham and Avimelech, and then we have this pasuk of Al Ken Yazev Ish Esavu Vezimi. So we have a machlokes Rabbi Kivra Rabbi Eliezer. How exactly to darshan this pasuk, both in the context of Isser Arayas for Benayach, but what exactly, which Arayas is the pasuk referring to? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer says, Aviv, when it says Al Kain Yazavish is Aviv, it means Achois Aviv. The pasuk saying that there's an Isser Erva for your father's sister. Imai, what does that mean? Achois Imai, it means your mother's sister. Rabbi Akiva says, Aviv is Eshes Aviv. Imai is Imai Mamish. Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva had to understand. The Gemara is going to explain how each Tana got his position. But the bottom line is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Al-Kein Yazavish Azavazim is teaching me two Arayas for Benoyach. Achoy Soviv and Achoy Zimai. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's also two Arayas. What are the two Arayas? Eshe Soviv and Imai. Now, Eshe Soviv and Imai are both Arayas Shebezin Shal Yisrael Mamisan Alel. Achoy Soviv and Achoy Zimai are not Arayas Shebezin Shal Yisrael Mamisan Alel. Zok de Gemara, Zeir Gishmak, Loikasha. Ho, Rab Meir, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yez. Ho, Rab Meir, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. The first price of Rab Meir said the rule is that whenever Bezin Shal Yisrael would give Misas Bezin, that's when the Benoich is Muzer. That was all Rab Meir, I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, who said, Al Ken Yazav Ishas Oviv Es Imai, Oviv is Ishas Oviv. Mises Bezdin. Imai is Imai Mamish, Mises Bezdin. The Braisa, where Rab Meir seems to be more inclusive, he says Achoisoy as long as it's Menoim, and he says Fakert, even Eshes Aviv is not us. That was all Rab Meir, Libet Rabbi Eliezer. Rab Meir, Libet Rabbi Eliezer holds that Aviv is Achois Aviv, Imai is Achois Imai. Those are not Arayas, Shebezin Sheyisroma Misan Aleh. So it's not a stira because the two respective brises, it's true of both Rab Meir, but in each brise, Rab Meir was saying what he heard from a different one of his rabbeim. Either way, the brise continues. It says, V'dovak be'ishtoi, V'dovak b'loi be'zachar. There's an mishkav zachar for Benoach. Be'ishtoi. There's an Isser Eshes Ish when it comes to a Benoyach. V'hayu lebasar echad. What does that teach me? Micha nasim basar echad. That's only if al yedei this zivug they're going to become basar echad. Yatsu behema v'chaya. She'ein nasim basar echad. So a man with a behema and a chaya, they don't become basar echad. So you know that that's mishkav behema is also going to be also. Amar ma, Rabbi Eliezer says, Aviv achayis aviv. Emo aviv mamish. Veitim, where had Rabbi Eliezer know that when it says al-kein yazavish es aviv esimo, it means achayis aviv. Maybe what it really means is Aviv Mamish. Maybe the Torah is saying there's an Isser Aviv. No, it says already V'davak B'lei B'Zachar. Aviv is a Zachar. So I don't need a special pasuk to tell me that Aviv is Aser. Aviv is included in Zachar. Ema Eishas Aviv. Maybe it means Eishas Aviv, like Rabbi Akiva said. But the Gemara says, Hainu B'Ishtoi. Eishas Aviv, his father's wife, is an Eishas Ish. But the Gemara says, V'tlo B'Eishas Chavir. Be'ema L'Achamisa. Maybe Eshes Aviv is coming to be married, but that Eshes Aviv is going to be Aser even after His father dies. I mean, Eishes Ish is only if she's physically married now. But let's say she was once Eishes Aviv, which in that Raya is, right? Raya survived death. So maybe over here, that's what it means. But the Gemara says, no, Dumi di Imay. Eliezer felt that Aviv and Imay are similar. And my Imay, the lot Ishus, just like Imay has nothing to do with an Ishus, Av Aviv, the lot Ishus. So to Aviv, what he felt meant not Ishus. Okay. So what does imay mean? Achois imay. The imay mamish. Maybe imay means imay mamish. Hainu beishtoi v'le beishtos chaver. Isn't his mother his father's wife? But the imay lachamisa, who said? Maybe the Torah is telling me that imay is also even after his father dies. So that she's not an eishes ish. The Gemara says, dumi da aviv. Ma aviv, the lab of mamish. Just like aviv, we say, doesn't really mean aviv. Why not? Because I know that from the davak v'loi bezocher, af imay de lav mamish. So to imay is going to be lav mamish. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, al ken yazav ishes aviv means achois aviv. Ves imay means achois imay. The Gemara says maybe aviv means aviv mamish. Maybe it means ishes aviv. So the Gemara just went through the cheshbon. We'll recap it in a moment. Rabbi Kiva had a different cheshbon. Aviv means ishes aviv. Imay is imay mamish. Frank the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva says aviv is ishes aviv. The ima aviv mamish. Same teretz. Once I know v'loy bezacher, I know v'loy be'aviv. Ihachi eishes aviv nami hainu be'ishta v'loy be'ishes chaveroi. Just like I know v'loy bezacher from the end of the pasuk, I also know eishes aviv from the end of the pasuk. Because I know eishes chaveroi, and isn't eishes aviv eishes chaveroi? Mar says, no, lachamisa. Eishes chaveroi means the man is alive. Maybe I need eishes aviv for when he's not alive anymore. Imay Rabbi Akiva said was imay mamash. Faith the gemara hainu be'ishtoi v'loy be'ishes Chaveroi? Mar says, Imay me'anu sasei. Maybe it's his mother and she was never married. Maybe she became his mother because someone was ma'aneser who said there was ever a marriage. Bottom line, again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Aviv is achois aviv, Imay is achois imay. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Aviv is eishes aviv and Imay is imay mamish. But my komiflagi. So each one of the Tanah was able to work it out. Bottom line, what is the yusayda machlekes? Rabbi Eliezer says, aviv dumya de imay, the imay dumya de aviv. He felt that aviv and imay should be the same. And loy mishkacha, so the only way that can work out is ela ba'achva. Meaning he wanted whatever aviv and imay mean, they should be consistent, which is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Aviv means achois aviv, imay means achois imay. He wanted the consistency. And the only way to have that is if you say achva. Why? Because we said aviv can't be aviv mamish. If aviv can't be aviv mamish, then imay can't be imay mamish either, because they won't be consistent. We said that imay is not ishus. If imay is not ishus, then aviv can't be ishus aviv, because again, they're not going to be consistent. The only way it can be uniform is if aviv is achois aviv and imay is achois imay. That's at the end of the day what was motivating Rabbi Eliezer to darshan the psukim the way he darshan. Rabbi Akiva says, mutav l'ukma be'ishus aviv. I'd rather aviv be ishus aviv, the ikri ervas aviv, because you find in the parish of Arayas, the Torah says ervas avicha hi, and it doesn't really mean ervas avicha, it means ervas eshes avicha. So you see that sometimes aviv means eshes aviv. So in the Pshutei Shel Mikra says Rabbi Akiva, I like this a little bit better, lafuki achois aviv, as opposed to achois aviv, that you never find ervas avicha meaning ervas achois avicha. Where you would find is she'er avicha, and she'er avicha would be an achois avicha. The she'er aviv ikri, ervas aviv loy ikri. Bottom line, that's the machoikis, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Kiva. We have here a shiloh. We had three brises, but what emerged was, from the first two brises anyways, which we said is really a machoikis tanon. Who are the tanon? The two tanon in the third brise. Whether the rule of a ben noyach is that a ben noyach is only osir in arayos shebezin shel yisrael mamisin aleh, or no? Choisei, for example, it could be, but also be osir, even though it's merely a chayvei kris. Zok the Gemara Toshma, the pasuk says, "Vayikach Amram es yoicheved doidosai." So Amram married yoicheved. Now, when Amram married yoicheved, he was marrying his relative. Yoicheved was doidosai. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Yocheved was Levi's daughter. Amram was Levi's grandson. Amram's father was Kahas. Kahas's father was Levi. So essentially, Amram married his aunt. He married his father's sister. He married Kahas and Yocheved were sisters. Kahas had a son, Amram. Amram marries his aunt. He marries Bas Levi. He marries Yocheved. So there's a lot of raid that we've even spoken out together, so to Daf Yudbeis, where how could Amram have married his aunt? I hear. But Amram kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So if Amram kept Kol HaTorah Kula, how is it possible that Amram would have violated one of the Arayas? But the Gemara is asking even a better kasha. The Gemara is asking, even if Amram didn't keep Kol HaTorah Kula, Forget about the fact that he had a din of a Yisrael. He was a Ben Noach, and a Ben Noach also has to work with the laws of Arayas. So the Gemara's kasha is that how could Amram have married Yocheved? Yocheved is his aunt. And if Yocheved is his aunt, isn't that a problem? Now the Gemara prefaces the kasha by saying, "My love, doidosoy minoim." When we say that Kohos and Yocheved were brother and sister, weren't they brother and sister not only because they had the same father lineage, but they had the same mother as well? And if they had the same mother as well, there's an element over here of mishpachasim, which we said before is what dictates when it comes to the arayas of a ben noach. So again, the frago, how is it allowed? What must the teretz be? There's no achoisai. There's no achoisoviv. So it's a raya that the only time a ben noach has muzar and arayas if bezin shay yisrael is not mizrala. But if bezin shay yisrael is not mizrala, then there's not going to be a problem. The Gemara says loy dedasim in a av. Maybe kas and yecheved were only a brother and sister in a av. They weren't brother and sister in a ein. If they weren't brother and sister in a ein, so there's anyways not a problem. It could be achoisai is an erva. It could be achoisai is an erva like Rebbe Liez and like the second brayso Rameir. How could Amram have married Yocheved? Because it's only a problem. It's only a problem if it's an Erva mitzad ha'aim, and they were only Arayas mitzad av. I thought Kohos and Yocheved were sisters. Yeah, they had the same father Levi, but they didn't have the same mother. So it's achos aviv min ha'av. Achos aviv min ha'av is not a problem. Toshma, another right. V'gam omna achosi bas avihi, ach loy bas imi. That's what Avram told Avimelech. Michal, it's mashma, the bas ha'aim asura. It certainly sounds like that bas ha'aim Asura. Because wasn't that what Avram was telling Avimelech? But the Gemara says, V'tizbra, achayse avoy. She wasn't his sister anyways, right? If you read the Pasuk, it sounds like Sarah and Avram were sisters, right? V'gam omna achayse basavi. That's what he tells Avimelech. He tells Avimelech, she's my sister. But the Gemara says, we know they weren't sisters. Basachiv avoy. Sarah was really Avram's brother's daughter. The kivon, the hachiyu, being that that's the case. Loishnam and avoy, loishnam and name Sharia. That's okay. Shem yichap avas achayse. That's fine, even today. It's a one of the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, but it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, Ella Hossam Hachi Kamale Kurva Da Achos Isli Bada May Abba Vlei Meima. He wasn't getting involved in the Isra Arayas or not the Isra Arayas. He was just not making a point. He was trying to say that, by the way, she is my wife. True, she's also my relative. So that's why when I told you she's my relative, I wasn't lying. What kind of relative? From the paternal side, not from the maternal side. I wasn't getting involved in halacha. Point is, don't bring any halachas. Now, if you hold that achayis is also, you could bring rayas from here. Rashi brought in the beginning of the sugya, we spoke it out. But if you hold that really there's no iser achvisa when it comes to the rayas of Ibn Ayach, you don't have to be threatened by this pasuk, because in this pasuk, it could be Avram is just merely giving, relating to Abimelech, his relationship to Sarah, but not because there's any halachic ramifications. Toshma, mipnei maloi nasa adam es bita. Maris, it's an interesting kasha. Why did Adam Arishon not marry his daughter? Well, Adam Arishon had a daughter. How do you know that? Because when Cain and Hevel were born, they were born with two men. We spoke at a lot of rate about that a few weeks ago. So when Cain and Hevel were born, they were born with twins. So freak the Gemara, kasha, why did Adam Arishon not marry his daughter? Now stop here for a second. Everybody's bothered. All the Rishonim asked, Tais already asked the kasha, why should Adam Arishon have married his daughter? Like Mechatesi, it's as if Adam, we are presupposing, should have married his daughter. He didn't. Why did Adam not marry his daughter? Why should Adam have married his daughter? Adam seemed to be happily married. I mean, why should he have married his daughter? Says Toises, half of a fellow. The top Toises is because when Chava ate from the Eitzadas, really Chava should have died right away. You know why she didn't die right away? It was only because Adam needed companionship. Adam had to be married. So Hashem wanted Adam to remain married, so Adam kept Chava alive. But if there was an Eitzah for Adam to have married his daughter, then Chava could have died and Adam could have married his daughter. The Teretz is Adam couldn't marry his daughter. That's the Shaila. Why not? Fake the Braisa, Mipnei Maloi Nasa, Adam is Bita. Why couldn't Adam have married his daughter? Says the Braisa, Kedei Sheyisa Kayin Asachoyisai. Because Adam wanted that Kayin should marry his daughter, meaning Cain's sister, and not that Adam himself should be married to her. Shenemar ki amarti oivum chesed yuman. It's unbelievable gemara. Because Cain, the world was going to come through Cain. Hagam, we spoke at a chesam sofer. Remember the chesam sofer? That Cain thought the world was going to come from him and not from Hevel. But Hevel was reincarnated in Sheis and then Noach and then Moshe. Oisius neshama. Now you told me, show this chesam sofer to a lot of people. But the bottom line is, Oisius neshama, right? So he... Cain thought it was coming, it didn't come. But the bottom line is, right now, it looks like the world's going to come through Cain. So, Olam Chesed Yibana, Adam Arishon, Hashem is going to do Chesed with Cain. Let Cain marry her, not Adam. Like this, the Bria Sa'olam, Yitzirasa is going to come through an act of chesed. It's going to be through Chakayin. It's not going to be through Adam. Rashi says, but there was a double chesed over here. You know what the double chesed was? And this is what we need for our sugya. That really, Cain shouldn't have been able to marry a sister. Because it was Arias. But that was part of the chesed. The chesed was that Hashem allowed Cain to marry a sister. So says the Gemara on that second note, it sounds like we're not for the Olam chesed yibana, the double chesed over here, that Adam is not marrying her, and that Cain is allowed to marry her. Then it would have been also for Cain to marry a sister. What's the raya? The raya then is to the tzad that there's an iser achoisoi when it comes to b'nei noach. The Gemara says it's true, it would have been that way. But once Hashem allowed Cain to marry a sister, kivin the ishtri, ishtri became mutter. Amar Rafun on this note, kuti mutter bebitei. Kuti is allowed to marry his daughter. Vim toimar mipnei malinos adam es bitei. If that's the case, why did Adam not marry his daughter? Gideshi is a Cain as a choisoi. So that Cain should be able to marry his sister. Mishum oilum chesed yibana. Like we just said, this brisa. Igadami amar Rafun, kuti osse bebitei. A kuti is not allowed to marry his daughter. Teda raya shleinos adam es bitei. Because Adam, you see, didn't marry his daughter. But v'loi, really, it's not a raya. Hasa minor time. Why did Adam not marry his daughter? Gideshi is a Cain as a choisoi. So that Cain should marry his sister. Mishum the oilum chesed yibana. Amar Rav Chisda, Eved Mutter Be'imoy, and Eved's allowed to marry his mother. Umutter Be'bitoy, and Eved's also allowed to marry his daughter. So this is an Eved Knani. An Eved Knani is allowed to marry Imoy, and is allowed to marry, it's allowed to marry Bitoy, and is allowed to marry Imoy. What's the Chiddush? Because an Eved Knani is Yisrael B'miktsas. And once you go through a little bit of a Geirus, you have the Geirush and Nisgayer, but we said that ordinarily a Benoyach is still also about Arayas. Why is a Benoyach still also about Arayas? Because Shalit Dehe Kedusha Chamura. But that's only true for a full-fledged Yid. So a Ger has an Isser Arayas. He's Megayer. He really, there should be no Isser Arayas. Stating that, he has this Arayas with Rabbanon. Because what does it look like? You're a guy, you had Isser Arayas, now you're a Yid, you don't have Isser Arayas. But an Eved Kanani is interesting. Because an Eved Kanani is a Miktas Yisrael. That means he already had the Gerish in his character. So based on that, he doesn't have a relationship anymore to his Arayas. But he's not a real Yid. Being that he's not a real Yid yet, so you don't have that problem. So you don't have that problem of saying that it looks like the Kedusha Chamura is more cool than the Kedusha Kala. That's what Rav Chisda, the great Rav Chisda, said, Eved Mutter Be'imoy, or Mutter Be'bisa. Yotza Michal Kuti. See, I'm the Gerish in the Skarik, and Kotten Shunay Ladami, Ulecha Yisrael Eba. And then he's Misa. Would we have this? Yesterday. We had this. This was the Kayotze Bahe. This was the Kayotze Behen of Yefas Toyer. What was the Kayotze Behen of Yefas Toyer? A Benoyach who designates a shifcha for his eved. So there's an element of gizela. You shouldn't go ahead and be bala. Me'emas. At what point is she considered designated for this eved? Like, how do you define designated? Miyuchad. They're engaged. There was a vart. Like, how do you define that? Rav Nachman, the Karlo Revisa the Planyim. When people start referring to her as belonging to this eved. Me'emas hatarasa. If they want to unwind this arrangement that they have, how do you do that? Amar Rav Huna mishapara roisha b'shok. Interesting Rashi. The Esh the Bright the Shira. If you look at Rashi in the bottom, show you regilos af hanochrios hanesuyish loylotzis barosh perua. Married women, even non-Jews, had the sensitivity, the tznius, that they wouldn't go outside once upon a time without covering their hair. So when this woman uncovers her hair, it means she's not miyuchad to this eved anymore. At that point, there's not going to be an iser. Amar Rav Loza, Amar Rav Chanina. No. Benoyach shabal ishtoy shalike darka. Benoyach that's bal ishtoy shalike darka chayiv. Shenemar v'dovak v'loy shalike darka. That a benoyach who's born his own wife be a shalike darka, is chayiv misa. Because it says v'dovak b'ishtoy, and v'dovak is derech, dveikus, v'loy shalike darka. Amar Rav, mi kimidi yisroli mechayiv v'kuti mechayiv. A yid doesn't have this sister. So how could it be that a goy should have this sister? Elo amar Rav, benoyach shabal eshes chaveroi shalike darka. We mean something else. Benoyach that's bal eshes chaveroi shalike darka. The halacha is potter. So even though ordinarily bias asurois kedarka shalike darka makes no difference, but by a benoyach it does matter. My time of be'ishtoy v'loy be'eshes chaveroi, but it says v'dovak v'loy shalike darka. Of the bias iser, the bia of leisinof was a bia shalei kedarka. In that case, it's not going to be an issue. Exhale. All right. So just before we end, we'll stop here as far as the Gemara goes. But two horas. All right. So number one, we mentioned the other day the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. And the Rambam goes through the history of how Torah and mitzvahs were given. Says the Rambam, Al shisha dvarim netzdava Adam Arishan. It's kedai to hear this Rambam again. Adam Arishan got six mitzvahs. Al avodah zarah, val birchas Hashem, val shvichas domim, val gilui arayos, val agezel, val adinim. Says the Rambam, I'm skipping. Hoisif lenoyach eber menachai, shenemer ach bas benav shadom leizachel. Nimsu seven mitzvahs. Then Hashem gave Noach a seventh mitzvah, and that's how we ended up with the seven mitzvahs of Noach. We said that this is l'chura, a very obvious teret to the Ben Yoyada's kasha. Ben Yoyada says, why is it known as the seven mitzvahs of Noach? Why isn't it called the seven mitzvahs of Adam Arishan? The Rambam is very good shmak, because the Rambam says, Arishan didn't have seven mitzvahs. Al shisha dvarim nitzdava Adam Arishan. The seventh was Noach. Therefore, it becomes known as the seven mitzvahs of Noach. But the Rambam continues, V'chein hoya hadover b'chala oylam ad Avram. And there were seven mitzvahs until Avram Avinu. Nitzdave Yesa, Avram Avinu had an eighth mitzvah, Mila. Vahu, his spal Shachris. Not just that, Avram Avinu was Mesak in Shachris. The Yitzchak, Hifrish Meiser. Yitzchak was Mafrish Meiser. Vahusav Tfilah Acheres of Noisayoyim, and he added Mincha. The Yaakov, Hosef Gidanosha. Yaakov was Moisef Gidanosha, another mitzvah. Vespal Arvis, Hidav and Meiriv. Ube Mitzrayim, Nitzdava Amram, the mitzvah Siseris. And then in Mitzrayim, Amram got many other mitzvahs. Achaba Moshe Rabbeinu, Benishmal Torah, Ayon, Tomoyosh Rabbeinu, came with Mashal, the Torah, the 613 mitzvahs. The Ravid says, Omer Avram, the Girsan, the Rambam, I think is wrong. Or maybe the Rambam should have said it differently, says the Ravid. Kein ro'u loyman. This is the way the Rambam should have said it. But who is Spalo Shachris, referring to Avram, the Hifrish Meiser. Avram was already the one that was Mafrish Meiser. The Yitzchak, Hosef, Tfilachers. When you read the Rambam, it sounds like Avram had Milo Shachris, Yitzchak, Meiser, Mincha, Yaakov, Gidanosha, and Meir. But who is Mechadish Meiser? Yitzchak. It sounds like Yitzchak was Mechadish Meiser. Fake the Ravid, it's not true. Avram already gave Meiser. Where did Avram give Meiser? It's a pasuk in Parashas Lech Lecha. After the Meiser with Stoim. So Avram meets Malki Tzedek Melech Sholeh. Hoitzi lechem v'yoyin, v'koyin le'el elyon. V'yivorcheu v'yoyim ha'boruch Avram le'keel elyon, koyin le'shamayim v'oretz, u'boruch keel elyon ha'shem yigin terecha b'yidecha v'yitin lo'y Meiser mikoyil. Avram Avinu gives Meiser to Malki Tzedek Melech Sholeh. So you see that Avram Avinu already gave Meiser. It's time to derive it. L'chayra, Avram Avinu already gave Meiser. I am Bekesa Mishnah. Kesa Mishnah says the Teretz. But I'll tell you one nice Mara Makin. And that is, in Parashas Vayetze, so Yaakov Avinu is talking to Hashem. And what does Yaakov Avinu tell Hashem? In Yelikim Imadi, Ushmarani, and everything is going to be okay. Right? He's going out to Beis Lavan. He's also running away from his brother. He just finished learning 14 years in Beis Shein Ve'ever. So the Shafti B'Sholom of Beis Avi, Vaya Hashem Lila Lekim V'Heaven, Azay Sash Hashamti Matzeh V'Yia Beis Lekim V'Chol Hashetik Tein Li, Aser Aser Nulach. So Yaakov also gave Mais. Yitzchak gave Mais. So the Rambam brings that. Avram, that's the Ravitz Kasha, also gave Meiser. He gave Meiser to Malki Tzedek Melech Sholim. But Meiser Yaakov also gave Meiser. If you look at the Das Kain and Bali Toisvis, Yaakov Tikein Loseis Meiser Min Amomen. Yaakov was also Mechadish in Meiser. Which Meiser? Meiser Momen. So Meiser Ksofim comes from Yaakov Avinu. It's interesting. Poshet the Makar to Meiser Ksofim is a Toisvis in the Sechtes Tainis, Daf Tesam and Aleph. Toisvis quotes it for free. It says, Aser to Aser is called Tfuah Zaracha, Yoitze Asada Shana Shana, says this for free. Ain't the Yelit Tfuah Zaracha, Shechai B'Meiser, Ribis Uprak Matyo, Vichol Shar Revochim Minayim, Talmud Loimar, Aser to Aser is called Tfuah Zaracha, es kol, it could have said es tfuah oscha, what's kol tfuah zaracha, the rabbis, maisik sofer. So maisik sofer is learned out from es kol in the parish of Aser to Aser, but at the same time, Yaakov Avinu was the first one. So Avram was mechadish in Meiser, as I tell you, deriving. The Rambam says Yitzchak was mechadish, but there's a das kain in Bali Tosfos that says that Yaakov Avinu was also mechadish in Meiser. But we mentioned already the Ara. The Rambam says ube Mitzrayim nitzdava Amram b'mitzvah siseros. That in Mitzrayim Amram received many mitzvahs, and the Kesef Mishnah says tzorich iyan hechi meisilo. I have no idea where the Rambam got this from. The Radva says the same thing. Le'nizbayir mahim mitzvahs. Ashen, it's not clear what exactly these mitzvahs are. The Gemara Masechtes Soita Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph describes that after Paro made the Gzeira that every Jewish baby boy that's born has to be thrown into the Nile. He has to be thrown into the Nilus. So Amram was the Gadol Adar, and Amram said that I'm going to have a child, I'm going to have a boy, and then the boy's going to have to be thrown into the Ar. It doesn't make any sense. So he got up and he divorced his wife, Yecheved. Being that of Amram, the Gadol Adar did it, everybody else went and did the same thing. Then Miriam came and told her father, Abba, Shalchog, kosher mishala. Your gzera is worse than Paru's gzera. Shaparu like gazar ala lascharim, and you're literally causing zari sheyisrael to be kala. What you're doing is much worse. So the pasuk says that Amram heard. What? Amram heard what his daughter Miriam said. So he goes ahead. See, remarried his wife. And when he married his wife, everyone else did the same thing. Says the Gemara. And that's the pasuk that says, Vayikach. Vayelech ishmi beis levi, vayikach is bas levi. It's referring to the machzig rushasai. It's referring to the machzig rushasai of Amram. When Amram is marrying Yecheved again. But read to the Lashon HaGemara. Says the Gemara, Vayikach. Being that this was a machzor gushasa, in light of this chazal, why is it vayikach sounds like they're meeting for the first time? They're not meeting for the first time. It should have said vayachzor. Miriam and Aharon would have already born. Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvino. She also like meisel kuchen. What he did was he did a meisel. Got married her. The meisel yeshiva about period. Put her on that period. A chuppah. V'harin and Miriam erakhtim lefanel. U'malachi asharis. Amru, eim abonim semecha. Eim abonim. We spoke at once the drosha from Zalman Saroskin and Zadeh Vadibur that describes his, the chasen and the chazal wax poetic about what a beautiful wedding it was. And despite the fact that it happened in the most bidyevit circumstances, because Amram had a paskin already that it's better not to get married. But still, and he talks about that was always the minig of Klai Yisrael, that even though there was a gzeriti ba'al lehag meitchila, but the Yidden would be shocked to Abnei Yisrael gimel yom, to make sure that there was a fest, the Suda. The bottom line is that this was always the derech of Klai Yisrael, to show hope in the time where the average person would be in a massive of yush. But the bottom line is, what's the Lashon HaGemara? Vayikach, it's miloshen ki yikach ish isha. Also le maisa lekuchen. Freik the Maritz Chiyos. Also le maisa lekuchen. Where did Amram know to do maisa lekuchen? This is before Matan Torah. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Yishuv says that before Matan Torah, there was no such thing as isha niknes. This was all a chiddush by Matan Torah. Pashtus. So if it was all a chiddush by Matan Torah, what's the maisa lekuchen? Zok, the Maritz Chiyos. That it could be. It could be. That's the mitzvah yiseirosh and etzdava. The maisa lekuchen, that's kedushin. Omdu ve Girshu Nishayseyem, Gerushin, it's Lashon Gerushin, that's the parish of Gerushin in the Torah. These are all mitzvahs in the Torah. This is all happening in Mitzrayim. Could be, says Rav Tzvi Hershchayes, that this is the mitzvahs Yeseiros that was Amram was Netzav. It's interesting, they say this over in Shir and Bris. They say over this Maritz Chiyos, they say over that Reb Chaim had a Yisofah to it, but then they're a little bit bothered that maybe just like Amram kept Kol HaTorah Kula before the Torah was given, maybe that's why Amram knew how to do a Maisa Kedushin and he knew how to do a Maisa Gerushin. I was thinking that maybe because being that this marriage was a marriage of Arayas, it was really Deidosai, maybe it didn't pass it. So there's a little bit of longness that we could talk about, but the Eikam Akai. But either way, that's the Poshet Mahalach that the Velt says over, B'Shem, the Maritz Chiyos, and the Stangoyz, Maritz Sach, right here on that Gemara, and Tzoyte Dav Yud Beis Amenal. But yesterday we spoke out something really fast. Yesterday we spoke out that the Rambam, when he talks about the history of the mitzvahs of the Bnei Noach, that's what he's talking here, but he's talking about mitzvahs of Bnei Noach, talking about tefillah. Avram was Masachin Shachris, Yitzchak was Masachin Mincha, Yaakov is Masakim Ma'ariv, and we digressed a little bit about the tefillah of an Eini Yehudi. Is it Benoich Chayiv in tefillah? We spoke about a tshuva from a Moshe, fascinating tshuva, where a Moshe says that Pashas Benoich is not Chayiv in tefillah. But at the same time, that's only in the sense that he's not Chayiv to be Kaveh at tefillah. But if he finds himself in an Eisara, like he's a Tzorich Refuah, or he's a Tzorich Parnasa, he says Pashas has a Chayiv tefillah. He says maybe not Hilchas tefillah that's Mechayiv, but his Chiv Emunah has to be Mechayiv, because if a person finds himself in Eisar, he doesn't daven, what does that say? It says that he doesn't believe in the Kayach HaTfilah. It questions his Emunah. So if a Ben Noach has a Chiv Emunah, and that the Ben Noach clearly has, as Moshe proved from the Rambam, the end of Perek Ches and Hilchos Melachim, his Chivas Emunah, his Shari Betochen, is Mechayiv, obligation of Tfilah. There are Moshe said a Chiddush, could a Yid and an Eni Yehudi daven alongside each other, if they're going to say some parva nusach tefillah, where each one is going to have in mind whatever he wants to have in mind. He says, if it was, the tefillah was written by a koimer, by a galach, it's for sure aser. If it wasn't written by a galach, Ramay said the only problem would be a more of a marasayan, which he says, therefore, maybe like in a school setting with children, you know, once upon a time, and schools where they allow it, in the red states, you know, they start their day with a prayer. So, you know, maybe over there it would be okay as well, because you don't have the marasayan. But the bottom line is, that's from Moshe's Shuvah, it's in Erech Chaim, Chelek Beis, the second Simon Chavdalin, or if you have it, what I can type up, it's Simon Chavdalin. We spoke about that yesterday. But the truth is that this segues into even a more interesting conversation. Again, we're learning the Sugis of Ben Noach, so now's the time to talk about these things. And that is, that when a Ben Noach davens, let's talk about the Noitzrim. in most of the Western world. So their prayers are to Yeshe HaNoitzri, what they believe in. Is that prayer? Is that okay? Maybe even they're being Mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, like Rav Moshe says, if they're doing it when they're in a place of duress. Or maybe to the contrary, that might even be Avodah Zarah. Natrus, what they believe, is that okay? That's a muna? That's a fulfillment of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? Or maybe to the contrary, maybe they're touching on Avodah Zarah. Is Christianity Avodah Zarah, or is it not Avodah Zarah? So the truth is that this discussion begins with a Rambam. And Rambam in Hilchas Macholos Asuros, Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam over there is discussing the laws of Yayin Nesach. And Yayin Nesach is Aser, Vachila, Aser Bishtia, that's for sure. But it's sometimes Aser Banoa as well. It depends. Says the Rambam. V'chein kol goy, she'enei oivet avayda zara. If you have a goy, that's not an oivet avayda zara. Ki goyin elu ha'yishma'elim. Like the Arabs, like the Yishma'elim. Yeinon Aser Bishtia, umuter bahana. Their yain is going to be aser b'shtiya. It's going to be mutter b'hanah. V'chein hoiru kol ha-goyim. All the goyim are passing that way. Why? Because the Yishma'elim said the Rambam were not oiv the avodah zarah. Aval ha-noitzrim. But the noitzrim, oiv the avodah zarah. They are oiv the avodah zarah. And therefore, stam yainam is aser b'hanah. It's going to be aser b'hanah as well. So the Rambam schwarz and weiss. The Rambam black and white. The Rambam said that natrus was considered avodah zarah. So the Rambam says that the Arabs who worship whatever they worship, they're not being Oved Avodah Zarah. But the Noitzrim, says the Rambam, they are being Oved Avodah Zarah. That's the Rambam Shita. It's Yadua. The Baalei Tosfos argued with the Rambam. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, that base. Tosfos in Masechtos Becheiros, that base. There's a Tosfos later in Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Gimel. There's Tosfos in a few places in Shas, where Tosfos says that what the Noitzrim believe is not Avodah Zarah. They're not violating one of the Sheva Mitzvah. It's not Avodah Zarah. Why? Says Tosfos, because really, the Noitzrim believe in Hashem. They believe in Bereishis Bara Elokim as Hashemayim V'Saaretz. They also believe in other Koiches, what they call the Trinity. They also believe in the Koich of Yeshe HaNoitzri. So they believe in Hashem and some. It's what we know as Shituf. They're being Meshatev, Ki'ilu Miloshen Shutef, LaKadosh Baruch. Can't say it, but that's what it's called. It's called Shituf. So they believe in Shituf. Shituf says Tosfos is Aser. It's Avodah Zarah, but only for a Yid, not for a Ben Noach. So Ben Noach has an Isra Avodah Zarah. It's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noach. But Shituf that a Ben Noach doesn't have. So if a Yid Chalila with Shmad, he's an Oved Avodah Zarah. There's nothing to talk about. And it's Yehor Gaval Yavar, and it's the worst thing in the world. But when a Ben Noach worships Natsros, say the Baalei Tosfos, what they're doing is merely Shituf. Being that it's merely Shituf, it's for that reason it's not real Avodah Zarah. If it's not real Avodah Zarah, so the Baalei Tosfos are with the Rambam. So the Rambam's very clear in Perek Aleph Hilchos Macholos Asuras HaNoitzrim Avodah Zarah, whereas the Baalei Tosfos argued. Now it's interesting, this Tosfos is brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah in Erech Chaim, this is tucked away, Simin Kuf Nun Vav. So Simin Kuf Nun Vav is a very interesting Simin. It's famous for there being a very long Magen Avram. Magen Avram brings a whole bunch of halachas that weren't brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a fest of Magen Avram. Spend a bit of time going through this Magen Avram. It's very geschmack. There's a lot there. Afoichba v'afoichba. But the Ramah, it's a very short halach in Shulchan Aruch, and really it starts off almost like a Musa Shmuz. You feel like you're learning Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah. So, Simen Kuf Nun Vav in Erech Chaim. The name of the Simen is Seder Masa Umatan Uboy Sif Echad. Says the Mechaber. So you finished 155 simanim of what you have to do in the morning. Now you're ready to go to work. You shouldn't make the work the ikker. That's your mahaloch. Then you're going to be fine. You go to work, you have to make sure you're erlich. Make sure that you don't mention Hashem's name in vain. You shouldn't swear, even if you're telling the truth. Because Yanei HaMelech had 1,000 cities, and they were all destroyed. Because they used to swear, even though they ended up fulfilling all that, that didn't matter. So his mom is like a homeless shmooze over here. Then says the Mechaber, you should try to avoid being partners, business partners, with an Eini Yehudi. Shemi Yischai V'Leishvua, because sometimes in the context of the Shutvis, there may be an obligation for one of the partners to swear. Your Shutif, that's an Eini Yehudi, may have to swear. And when he swears, he's going to swear in the name of God, but he's not going to have in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather he's going to have in mind his Avodah Zarah, his Shtusim, va'over, and he's going to violate Lo Yisham Al Picha. You will. Meaning you're not allowed to call the positive Hashem Elohim Acherim, you're not let to cause somebody to mention the Shem Alilim. So you're going to cause now this Shutif to swear and to say the Shem Alilim, and therefore it's going to be Asur. By the way, where's this halacha? Where does it come from? It's a derivative of the first Mishnah, Masechta Avodah Zarah. First Mishnah Avodah Zarah says that there's 3 days before the Chaga of the Avodah Zarah, you weren't allowed to do business with them. Why? Because you may do business with them. They're going to think they have a good deal. It's right before their Yom Tov. They're going to come to Shul and they're going to reach out, they're going to give praise, they're going to mention the Shem Alilim. You cause them to mention the Shem Alilim. You're over Lo Yisham Al Pich. So you're not allowed to cause a Ben Noyach, a guy, to go mention his Shem Alilim. And that's what you're going to do. Because if he's going to have to swear, he's going to swear in the name of his Alilim, and you're being over Mishum Lo Yisham Al Pich. That's the Mechaber. Says the Ramah, today people are mekel. Because today, if a kuti is going to swear, he's not swearing for Avodah Zarah. Even though they mention their Avodah Zarah, they're definitely thinking of Hashem. And when they say whatever they say, they'll say Yesh and Oisri, but they mean Hashem. Elo, Shemishatvin Shem Shemayim V'davaracher. They clearly mean Hashem and but I don't see what the problem is. So if you're going to cause the guy to say Hashem and to say Yeshay, what are you doing wrong? They don't have an Issa Shitov. So if they don't have an Issa Shitov, I don't see what the problem is. So at first glance, the Ramah seems to be passing like Kula Bali Taisis. And if you look at the parentheses, where the Ramah get this from, it's the Ran and then the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah. It's Rabbeinu Yeruchim and it's Taisis in the beginning of Masechtas Becheiros. So the Ramah seemed to paskin not like the Rambam, rather like the Bali Taisis, like he often did, meaning that Christianity, Natsrus today, is not Avodah Zarah. It's not Avodah Zarah. All it is Shituf. And being that all it is Shituf, there's no Isser for Ben Oich. Ben Oich is not Muzer and Shituf. So if Ben Oich would daven to his deity, could be his Mekayim and Mitzvah Deiraisa, like Rav Moshe says, if he does it in an Eis Tzara. That's what Taisus speaks there, Avodah Zarah Daf Beis. That's why that halacha is not Nogei, Bezman Hazeh. Taisus said, Bezman, that's one of the Taisus in Shas. And Chanab, it's not going to be Nogei. So it could be he'll be Mekayim, Mitzvah Deiraisa. According to the Rambam, the Natsus Avodah Zarah, not only are they not Mekayim Mitzvah Deiraisa, but to the contrary, they're being over Isurim, they're being over Avodah Zarah. And it's one of the Shev Mitzvah Nech, Avodah Zarah is a problem. Stating that is a very important tshuva on this discussion from the Neid Yehuda. The Neid Yehuda wrote a tshuva where he discusses. It's getting late, so we'll have to do the abridged version of it. But the Neid Yehuda wrote a tshuva, and the Neid Yehuda tainted that it's a tois. The shayl in his shayla to Neid Yehuda was presupposing that a nochri is not mitzvah shitov. He assumed it for a davar pasha. It was pasha to him that a ben noyach does not have an isra shitov. Says the Neid Yehuda, v'zeh gufa minoli la'chocham hazeh de'in ha'nochri mitzvah shitov. So I'm not sure how the Chochon, the Shoyl, knows that a Nochri is not Mitzvah L'Shitov. Va'av she'dovah zeh murgu b'fi kama Chachomim, even though many Chachomim said, she'in a Nochri Mitzvah L'Shitov, ve'gam b'kam esvorim medroshes va'agodos hishtamshu b'haktom azois. They all assume this as some premise. V'ani yogati v'loi matzasi dovah zeh. I couldn't find it anywhere. Loi b'shnei Talmudim, not in the two Talmuds, Bavli v'Yerushalm. V'loi b'shom echad migdoi le'Rishonim. I didn't see any of the Rishonim say it. V'ilo hoyez e'emes, if this was true, again, that a ben noyach is not mitzvah l'ashitov, havalei v'haramam lehevi behilchis melachim l'psak halacha. She'en ha'nochi mitzvah l'avodah zarah b'shitov. V'loma zeh hishmit din zeh. How come the Rambam didn't say that a ben noyach is not mitzvah l'ashitov? Gam hu muchach de'en chiluk be'avodah And if anything, we learned this Gemara the other day, that at first glance there's no chiluk between the definition of Avodah Zarah and the definition of Avodah Zarah of a guy. Because the Braisa said, Avodah Zarah, kol shebezin shei Yisrael mamisen aleihem, ben noyach muzer aleihem. Harei deklola kail, dechol shei Yisrael nerag olav, gam haben noyach muzer olav. L'chura, then, based on that, it should be posha ben noyach muzer olav. Says the Neid Yehuda of Inirul. The mashin espasha dova zel loy meshem ben noyach muzer olav shitov, hoya al pi tois. It came from a tois. Shero ba toises in besachtes b'chayris da beiz on beiz. It came from this toises in b'chayris. The noyagim l'shtatif in anachrim, that today, this is the Ramos psak, today people do shutvis with a guy. Why? Even though you may cause them to swear, because afa gav shem meshatif shem shemayim davaracha in kam lifnei evil loy sit demichol. De ben noyach loy huzeru al kach. Shach. Ulididon le Ashkechan Issa Begran Shitov. Val Pisa Posakarama Baruchayim Sim Kufnun Vav, like we just said. Veloshin Ze. It was this Toisvis and this Ramah that was Hito Lekamachachob. It made people confused. It threw everybody off. Visavru, and the Velt thinks the Kavana Saramahu she'embe noyach mitzvah v'lavei v'ezorah. We read the Ramah. How else could you read it? Avu be'emes loykeinu, says the Nebidah. I'll tell you how else you can read it. Kavana Satoises v'haramahu demashe meshatev shem shemayim v'dover achar b'shvua. The Ramah never meant to say, Tosis never meant to say, that a benayach that worships Hashem, Beshitov, is not being Oved Avodah Zarah. He is being Oved Avodah Zarah. The Ramah was discussing the Isser of Lo Yishama Al Picha, V'Shem Elihim Achev Lo Yisaskir Lo Yishama Al Picha, that you're not allowed to mention the shame of Avodah Zarah. That's where Tosfos said a Chiddush, that's where the Ramah said a Chiddush, that if the Goy is going to swear, and he's going to swear using his Elilim, but he's also going to mention Hashem's name, he won't be Oved the Isser of Lo Yishama Al Picha. Because being that he's being Meshatev, that's all he's doing, he is mentioning Hashem. So in terms of the Issa Lo Yishama Al Picha, that Issa you don't have if it's merely Shitov. But as it relates to the underlying Issa Avodah Zarah, that's Poshet, that if someone is Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu and anything else, that's Avodah Zarah. What's there to talk about? Either Tosfos and Ramah, they weren't talking about Avodah Zarah. That wasn't the context. The chash wasn't that if you're a Shutev with a guy, he may go be Oved Avodah Zarah. If that was the chash, it would be Asa Gomer. The Ramah wouldn't have said that Bizman Hazeh it's okay because of Shitov. Because the guy is Mitzvah on Shitov. What the Ramah was talking about is a different concern. You're concerned that he's going to be over the Isser of V'shem Elimachem Leisaskirim. That Isser says the Noida Yehuda. That's what the Ramah was saying based on the Tosfos. You don't have if you mask the shame alikim plus the shame mishutefes. Over there it's not a problem. And that's all Taisus meant. That's all the Ramah said. So says the Neid Yehuda, in my opinion, people make a tremendous choice. Stating that there's a Pischei Tshuva in Yoyredeya, it's in Simen Kuf, Mem Zayin, of Cotton Bays, if you want to look it up. The Pischei Tshuva brings the Ramah. The Pischei Tshuva then brings the Neid Yehuda. And we'll just conclude with this. Ulanias Daiti says the Pischei Tshuva. Even though the conclusion of it is gerecht. He's right. There's nothing to talk about that ben noyach, that's Oved Avodah Zarah b'shitov, is violating one of the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Mikomoka mi efshel leimer kein b'dasa ramaza. You can't say it in the Ramah. The midvara b'darkei moishel, come on, simen kuf nunalav, amuva b'shach sham, mevur lapach. He has a raya, not from the Ramah, in the Agoyos HaRamah, but he has a raya from a darkei moishel that's absolutely not the way it is. V'ayim b'seifim mishas chachomim reish, hilchas yisoy di atoira soif, lamed v'alev, she'evi da goyin rabbi yishayir b'linza tzal mi bres al kosev eilu b'dover zeh, v'herich b'oy but the balance brings other poiskim that hold not like that. But he says, again, the Pischei Tshuva is agreeing with the conclusion of the Yehuda. He's just saying the Ramah mechanics in this Zogin. So there's two shaylos. Number one, is Benoich Muzah and Shittuf or not? And number two, it comes from the Ramah. I mean, the Ramah is the Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoyla. The Ashkenazi world follows the Ramah. So Ramah, at first glance, seemed to have been of the opinion, it seems to be a Mefurish Ramah, that Natrus is not Avodah Zarah, because Benoich is not Muzah and Shittuf. Stating that, he clearly says not that. Just conclude with one thing, that it's Yeduah to some, that one of the Gedolei HaGedolim of several hundred years ago wrote a thesis that he believes that it could be that when Yeshe HaNoitzri originally started Natsros, he never intended it to be for Klal Yisrael, never intended it to be for the Yidden. He himself was a Yid, and that's never what his intention was. His intention initially was for the Bnei Noach, because being that Bnei Noach have an obligation to keep Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, that was the original intent. Again, we'll leave it at that. Oh, yeah.